Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are in March here, in the middle of March, actually, and we're heading toward the end of this little mini series of what it means to follow God's will.
Which has been a really fun one to journey on, right?
Yeah.
I think it's been very useful for people.
Yeah. I was at a banquet, a C12 banquet, Linda and I, recently, and they were celebrating their year here in Colorado, and they've got, you know, close to 80 to 100 members, CEOs, and they're really thriving. And we're partnering to do Abide retreats and to teach them to walk and to receive and how to discern God's will. And one of the other people that happened to be at our table was from corporate chaplains.
Mm-hmm.
And his role is to provide chaplains to these businesses.
Right.
And he
Which
was
is an incredible service. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And what they do is that they have these traveling chaplains that rotate amongst a group of businesses in a geography for the sole purpose of being able to meet with individuals who say something happened, or I need prayer, or I'd like to talk this through. And you know, I've got health issue, I got a relationship issue, I got a business issue, and they serve as just someone to process through them, you know. And so we were talking. He basically, you know, said, "Hey, what do you guys do?" Well, we teach abiding and how to discern God's will. And that really piqued his interest so discerning God, tell me more about that, you know? And so we did. And then we said, well, we have a podcast, and actually we're talking about it right now. And if you get in, you'll actually get in right now, because you'll be kind of in the beginning of it. Cause you know, obviously we're going to air this in March, but this is January.
We're taping far ahead, yes.
And we're getting ahead of it because of travel and things coming up. So he was very excited about that. And so, you know, he found the website, and then, you know, what's your podcast? You know, come and see and follow, you know, finding truth in a world of chaos. He found that. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, I'm going to start listening. You know, this will be fun. You know, and so I think it resonates, you know, with, can we really know God's will?
Mm-hmm. Because our heart's desire is to know his will, right?
Yeah. And how do we do it? And what we're trying to help people with is it has to be very specific, unique to you, step by step, lots of different ways of doing it. And how do we walk into it? Yesterday, we talked about the aspect of circumstances that do impact us. What's happening? What did we find out? Are we blocked? Is the road being clear? Is there something in the way? How do you want us to understand this? And God does use circumstances as a way, but not the way.
Right.
Yeah. Because a lot of people say, well, whatever happens, happens. So that's Christian fatalism.
Mm-hmm.
Or because that happened, I guess the answer is this.
Right.
And I'll stop, or I'll do something different. And God says, well, I'm using it to get your attention. But I want you to keep following me, and I'll show you another way.
Right.
So there's this great psalm of one for us to receive and pray as we approach this. Go to Psalm 143, verses 8 to 12.
Sure. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
Yeah. So when you think about, you know, what Paul, remember, he was circumstantially tried to go a certain way, was stopped, tried to go another way, was stopped. He basically was praying this prayer out to God, and he did it all the time. Was one, cause me to hear what you have to say to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, cause me to hear your loving kindness. And the word loving kindness is how you're going to lead me on the covenant.
Mm.
How are you going to lead me on the covenant to bless me, to make me a blessing, By the way, remember, not absent of trouble, not absent of adversity. It's just, how do I get led along that path that's going to bless me and I'm going to bless others in the process? And I need to hear what you have to say. Cause me to hear that, whatever that looks like. A vision, a prophetic word from somebody, you speak into my heart. Cause me to hear as I process you today, you know, what you have to say. Then he says, cause me to know the way I'm supposed to go. And the word there is with great clarity that you know the step that I'm going to take you specifically on your course. And I know the way that I want you to go. And I got to show you the way to go. And he says, cause me to know it absolutely 100%. I know what step to take.
Right.
And our prayer is, I'm going to stay with you until I know that.
Yeah.
And I trust that you're going to get it to me.
Yeah. And I love the word cause there, because there is both surrender and just a willingness in that, right? So it caused me, it's a complete dependency.
Yes.
And a willingness to go, all in one word, cause me. He's recognizing this is none of me, it's all of you. And so I'm coming under you, but I even need you to let me hear it.
Right.
I need you. It's a complete and utter dependency, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah. And really, I'm laying it out that says, I'm actually asking you, Father, to cause me to be able to hear. I'm asking you to cause me to know how to go.
Right.
And I want it. You're going to have to make it so.
Yeah.
It's not even up to me. I just have to have a heart to go. And receive it, you know, so he does. And then he says, don't let the enemy steal or confuse. So protect me from that. Because I know there's an enemy. His job is to thwart your will. He does it through confusion. He does it through trying to steal it or discourage me. So I'm praying that you protect me from that. And by the way, that's where the inner circle is so important, because they can say, oh, you know, the enemy is trying to do something here, but let's stand against us.
Right.
Don't let him steal this from you. Don't let him confuse you. Are you confused? Let God bring clarity. And he says, I pray that I get led through that, because I'm going to have an opposition. Then he says to teach me to be led on the land of uprightness, which is the land of promises that God is saying, I want to be on your path.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. I want to be led by your spirit, and I need to be taught how to do that. Okay. And you and I have talked about this quite a bit, you know, in our times together. You were a teacher and you had students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did your students get everything, you know, the first time?
Absolutely not.
No. Did you say, well, sorry, you missed it, you're
out?
Absolutely
not.
What would you do?
You start teaching to how they learn, right?
You
change your methods and you go at it and how they can pick it up.
Yeah. So he's really saying here that, hey, this is, you don't have to be perfect at this.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to be taught. What does it look like to follow and be led by the Holy Spirit? And I'll show you the way. You have to be a receiver. This isn't about you doing the work. It's me doing the work through you.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be on the right path. And you have to be taught that. You'll make a few mistakes. Don't worry.
Right.
I'll correct you and I'll show you what that looks like. Again, he uses the word, lead me on the path of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of mercy is covenant loyalty. I'm going to show you the path of the covenant. So he starts with, cause me to hear the path of the covenant and keep teaching me the path of the covenant.
Right.
Step by step by step. And then he says, as I experience adversity, you know, read verse 12 again. As I experience adversity, what does he say?
It says in verse 12, in your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
Yeah. And then, sorry, go back to 11 too, because it talks about rebuilding.
Yeah. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy those who afflict my soul, for I'm your servant.
So bring me, I'm going to have trouble as I'm walking on the path. And it's kind of interesting that he puts that at the end, because we could say, well, if I'm on the path, then I'm not going to have trouble, right? And he says, no, you're going to have trouble. Why? Because you're living in an evil world. You're living in a wicked world, a world of kill, steal, and destroy under the control of the enemy. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have trouble. He just said, as you're in trouble, as I'm leading you step by step by step along the path, which will wind up with some adversity, would you revive me out of that, deliver me out of that, and make sure that the enemy doesn't thwart your will, which is what? I'll circle back to verse 8 all the time. Okay, cause me to hear what you have to say. which way should I go now? What just happened? Here's a fork in the road because of circumstances. Just like we talked yesterday about Paul and Barnabas, is that, well, because of, actually because of Saul's free will, Paul's free will, there was a new path set. And see, God didn't say, well, you missed it and you're over with. He just said, well, now that this happened, I can show you which way to go now, both of you. And it'll be a little bit different, but I can still fulfill my kingdom purposes. And I just need you to stay with me. Even Paul, I need you to repent, which he ultimately did.
Right.
And learn that, oh, now forward, I can forget the things that lay behind and press on to the high calling of Christ, because it's very dynamic. Why? Piece by piece by piece. And it's like, show me how to do that. And see, it's a step-by-step process. So I'm working with an executive right now, and we had a, we were together, and I just, he's in a new scenario with his work. And I just said, how's it going? How's it going? Now, generally, as believers, our answer generally is, it's fine, even if it's not.
Actually, our answer is usually, it's good, busy, but good.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? That is the standard answer.
That's, you know, it's going fine, you know, because we want to portray that, well, everything's good, even though it's not. And he says, actually, I'm really struggling. Okay, what? He said, well, he described it, and he says, this news thing has revealed a couple things about me that I'm really struggling with. What? He says, I don't know, but I'm troubled. I'm really troubled. My soul is troubled, and I don't really know what it is, but I thought this was going to be way better, but it's not. I said, do you think it's the work itself? He said, no. He said, there's something that happened that God is trying to show me about me. Okay.
Interesting.
So as I said, okay, well, let's pray that God would speak to you, that he would show you the way to go, that he won't let the enemy keep you here, and you'll be taught how to walk on his path. You know, okay, so it's Psalm 143. So I said, why don't you start writing? Just write down anything that comes to mind. What is it? And why is it, if you have any thoughts about it? So he does. I said, write it all out and don't censor anything. Then send it to me and we'll process. So he does. And this is the beauty of fellowship and the beauty of Inner Circle is that now he's writing it just to get it out there. As I get it, I'm saying, Father, what's going on here?
Right.
And because God can highlight, do you see what he wrote there? Yep. Do you see what he wrote there? Yep. Have him develop that a little bit further. Now, I'm not trying to, I don't have a system. I'm not trying to figure this out. I'm just saying you express what you think is going on. The truth. Don't censor it, by the way. And don't try to solve it. Just write it down. I'll look at it and God will say to me, here's where you go next. And he did. So I said, okay, now these two things, I want you to write further about this. And what do you think that means? And why is that going on? You know, and so he does, and he writes it all out, and it all comes out. In two steps, it all came out of he's living with a failure of his earlier life that he's never let himself off the hook. And he's afraid of that the path of God isn't going to be very good for him. And that's about trust.
Right.
And so he's got fear and guilt.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of times that fear that it's not going to be good is also because of that guilt that they're spiraling and this idea that they don't deserve the goodness of God.
That's right. You know? That's right. And that because of it, the good isn't going to come to me because I don't deserve it.
Right.
So, okay. Now I said, we understand the reasons. Let's start working on the healing. Okay. What? Well, you got to learn to let God show you can let yourself off the hook. Now forward, forget the things that lay behind. And I got to teach you, you know, Psalm 143 there, verses, you know, 9 and 10. I got to teach you how to walk with me. And I'll show you that you can trust me. Now, you can't figure any of this out, son. All you need to do is now get in the word and start processing these things that I'm trying to reveal to you. And I will heal you of both. Your role is just stay with me. See?
I love that. Love it.
And so he's getting very specific instruction. Mm-hmm. My role isn't to say, here's the formula for it, but rather, Father, and this is cool, which you can do for each other. Okay, now think about this. What am I doing? I'm praying one Psalm 143.
Right. Cause me to hear your loving kindness.
Cause me to hear what you have to say. Which way are we supposed to go here? Don't let the enemy steal this. Restore him. You know, and I believe the covenant's going to happen, and you're headed toward the covenant, and I'm going to speak that to him. Hey, this is going to be good. It's not going to be painful. It's not going to be, you know, going back and doing therapy and how much failure you are. It's like, okay, we know it. But God says, hey, how about now? How's it going? How's the healing going? So the beauty of it is that as you seek God's will, that this is one of the Psalms that is so critical to kind of get used to praying through.
Right.
And as you approach every day with abiding, just in what are you trying to show me, the issues of life, help me to hear, cause me to know, don't let the enemy take it, teach me to walk into the covenant, and don't let the enemies thwart that. And you just stay with that idea. And, you know, Lynn and I have memorized these Psalms. We pray these Psalms all the time. Because God says, I invite you to trust me that I'll cause you to hear what I have to say. And all I can say is it's hard to describe it, but it's his work. It's interesting. Even that is his work, not mine.
Right.
So it's not like I got to get it right. He says, relax, take it easy. Just have a heart to hear. I'll show you. And I'll have you hear it. I'll have you hear it in a way that you can receive it. And it's unique to you. The way that I hear is different than the way Linda hears. And so it's not a formula. It's a heart of, I want to hear your voice and cause me to hear it. I want to know the way I'm supposed to go. Cause me to know. Make sure the enemy doesn't thwart it. Teach me this process so that I stay with you walking into the covenant. And then those that oppose me, don't let them have any impact on me. And so it's kind of a cool thing to really practice.
Absolutely.
And what we would urge everybody is if you do two things here, is go to that Psalm 143 and really pray through it. I would urge you to pray through it every single day. As you do, you'll automatically memorize it.
Right.
And you'll know it. Then get excited as God reveals these things that really are there and trust. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. And this is where you and your spouse, you and your inner circle start working together, you know, to do this. And you'll start together to realize that this is how God operates with us. And he wants to do it. You know, so Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of that. That we can pray, cause me to hear what you have to say to me and leading me into the covenant. Cause me to know the way I'm supposed to go. Make sure that the enemy can't thwart that. Protect me from that. Teach me to walk into the land of promises and to let me be led by you and by the Holy Spirit within me. And then may nothing thwart that, particularly those that oppose me. So I just pray in the name of Christ that we'd learn this, that we would practice it, and then we'd get to experience the beauty of this. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.